For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
No new measles cases have been reported at UW-Madison. The university announced Monday that a required 21-day monitoring period for anyone who might have been exposed to the disease last month passed without any new detections. A student in off-campus housing contracted the disease following international travel in February, and the school rushed to contact and track down over 4,000 people who might have come in contact with the patient. The university is requiring all students to report their vaccination status by next week to better react to situations like this. A Wisconsin-based bottler is recalling more than 600,000 bottles of water. Nearly a month ago, Portage-based Valley Springs Artesian Gold issued the recall after the bottles were packaged in non-sanitary conditions. Last week, the FDA upgraded the recall to a Class 2, which means use of or exposure to could cause temporary or medically reversible adverse health effects. The recalled bottled water was sold at retailers in Wisconsin and Illinois and sold mostly in one-gallon jugs, which includes Valley Springs infant water and Daisy Doggy water, along with steam, distilled, and natural varieties. At the Capitol this week, Democrats introduce a bill they say could make health care more accessible and affordable in Wisconsin. La Crosse County Representative Tara Johnson said the Badger Care public option is designed to extend health care coverage to more residents, lower cost, and expand Badger Care enrollment to small businesses. Johnson said public health care keeps prices down because it is not beholden to insurance company stockholders or bonuses for executives, and those savings will get passed on to Wisconsinites. Republican leaders have already adjourned the state assembly this session. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is opposed to Brad Schimmel continuing to serve as interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin after his 120-day temporary appointment expires in 2 weeks. While U.S. attorney positions require Senate approval, President Trump appointed Schimmel to be the interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Interim appointments are limited to only 120 days. Baldwin stated, quote, "Senator Johnson previously raised concerns with our justice system becoming increasingly populated with political partisans who are incapable of administering justice equally, and I share those exact concerns today." Baldwin added, "We have a process in Wisconsin that has worked to advance high-quality, impartial, and experienced candidates. Sometimes it's hard, but getting the right person who will uphold the rule of law, not pledge loyalty to the president, is more important than ever." The Wisconsin Public Service Foundation is opening applications for its annual Technical College Scholarships. This year, the foundation will award $25,000 to high school seniors heading into one-year technical diplomas or two-year associate degree programs. Last year, WPS awarded 14 scholarships helping students pursue careers in fields like automotive and heavy equipment maintenance, electric power distribution, engineering technology, and marketing. Since its founding in 1964, the WPS Foundation has donated more than $6 million to support students pursuing college degrees and technical diplomas. More info can be found on the WPS Foundation website. Wisconsin signs off on PFAS and lead water regulations in line with federal standards. Democratic Governor Tony Evers says this update states limits for several PFAS chemicals and lowers the action level for lead in drinking water, requiring all lead service lines to be replaced by 2037. The announcement comes as national utility groups challenge the federal regulations and as Evers battles with Republican lawmakers over who can approve agency rules. Wisconsin's new lead service line rule is set to be published March 30th, but the PFAS rule is still pending. Lawmakers are nearing a deal to release $125 million in PFAS cleanup funds. Wisconsin could soon expand access to healthy food as medicine. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the State Department of Health Services have submitted a letter of intent for the Food is Medicine State Officer Program, a 3-year federal initiative designed to help states develop food-based health interventions if selected. Wisconsin would receive funding and support to grow programs like medically tailored meals, produce prescriptions, and other nutrition services aimed at preventing and managing conditions such as heart disease and diabetes. A full-time state officer would work to expand access, boost enrollment, and better coordinate Medicaid and public health programs. Final proposals are due May 1st, and Wisconsin could begin recruiting for the position this summer if selected. A now defunct poultry farming company is convicted of abandoning over 2 million chickens to starve to death across the Midwest. A Buffalo County judge found Pure Prairie Poultry guilty on Wednesday of 30 counts of mistreatment of animals. Prosecutors say PPP delivered 24,000 chickens to a farm in Mondovi in October of 2022 with the intent to sell them for processing. But PPP ran out of money to pay for feed in 2024 and left its farms to fend for themselves. The chickens from the Mondovi farm were eventually given away, but not before they went more than 3 weeks without eating and hundreds of chickens died of starvation. Pure Prairie Poultry was fined over $13,000. The Ithaca Lions Club has announced that after much consideration, it will not be holding a consignment auction this year. Rising costs, limited available space, and the increase in physical demands of organizing the event have made it difficult for members to continue hosting it. Club members are currently unsure whether the auction will return in future years. The consignment auction has been a cherished community tradition for many years, and club members are deeply grateful to everyone who contributed, whether by bringing items, bidding, purchasing, or simply showing up in support. Your participation helps strengthen the Ithaca Lions Club's ability to serve the Ithaca community, and the club sincerely thanks you for that generosity. A piece of Green Bay Packers history fetches a high price at auction. A certificate from the team's very first stock sale in 1923 sells for over $64,000. Belonging originally to W.R. Wittenberg, the certificate was for 20 shares of stock and would have cost Wittenberg $100. Those shares were sold to keep the newly formed team afloat.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The conflict in Iran has Wisconsin connections. Members of the Wisconsin National Guard with troops from Oshkosh and Milwaukee have been deployed to Kuwait and Iraq since May of 2025. The F-35 jet stationed with the Wisconsin Air Guard in Madison have not been activated as of this week. One student was arrested for making threats that prompted a Northeast Wisconsin school to close this week. The Neenah School District was notified Tuesday about social media posts alleging a potential safety threat at Neenah Middle School. To protect student safety, classes at the middle school were held virtually on Wednesday. No other schools in the district were closed. Neenah Police Chief Aaron Olson said the student responsible has been arrested, and the chief is recommending felony charges of making terrorist threats. No details about the student have been released except that he is a male. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll conducted in mid-February, Wisconsin's registered voters have a negative opinion of how the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has been enforcing immigration laws. 56% of those polled disapproved and only 44% approved. But poll director Charles Franklin said the divide really shows a split down party lines.
There's been a lot of talk that the events in Minneapolis would change the country's opinions. I think it probably does change independents some, but it's certainly not evaporating support for ICE among Republicans.
Among Republicans, 87% approve of how ICE is doing its job, while 76% of independents and 97% of Democrats disapprove. The latest Marquette poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. There's a possible new name in the gubernatorial race on the Republican side. Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop says he's considering a run because Republicans need a new message and, quote, someone who will cheerlead for Wisconsin like Tommy Thompson did, end quote. Bishop has been critical of Congressman Tom Tiffany for rejecting the 2020 election results and says voters are tired of Washington politics. Bishop plans to make a final decision after exploring if he can raise the funds for a statewide campaign. Proposed legislation in the Wisconsin State Senate would restore some legal protections for individuals who provide aid to someone suffering from an overdose. Civic Media's James Kelly has that story.
The bill is currently being considered by the State Senate Committee on Mental Health, Substance Abuse Prevention, and Children and Families. If passed into law, an individual who calls 911 for someone during an overdose would be immune from prosecution and a revocation of their parole, probation, or extended supervision for drug possession or drug-related materials. Those protections previously existed under Wisconsin Act 33, which was passed into law in 2017. Act 33 also included the expanded protections for individuals who were on parole, probation, or extended supervision, but the expanded protections were temporary and expired in 2020. This bill would restore those protections permanently. Lawmakers say the goal is to encourage people to call for help immediately to save lives without fear of negative consequences. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A senator from Wisconsin says she's opposed to Brad Schimmel continuing as interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin when his temporary appointment expires this month. Tammy Baldwin said she's concerned about political partisans filling the justice system. Now, the U.S. Attorney General positions require Senate approval, but President Trump appointed Schimmel to be the interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Interim appointments are limited to only 120 days. Baldwin said, quote, "Sometimes it's hard, but getting the right person who will uphold the rule of law, not pledge loyalty to the president, is more important than ever," end quote. A final federal permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers clears the way for construction to start on Enbridge's Line 5 relocation project. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
The new 41-mile segment will move the pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. In a statement, Enbridge says crews will employ more than 700 union workers and expects to spend millions on construction-related projects in Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties. The company adds Line 5 supplies crude oil and propane to 10 refineries, serving millions across the Midwest and Great Lakes region. Environmental groups argue the new route would cross roughly 185 waterways and impact more than 100 acres of wetlands. They say those wetlands are critical to wild rice beds, fish habitat, and the broader Lake Superior watershed. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A bill that could open Wisconsin highways to self-driving cars has cleared its first hurdle at the state capitol. The Senate Transportation Committee voted 3-2 to advance the plan. It would create a board to test and regulate the vehicles and to make sure companies are liable for any damage or injuries. Supporters see it as a way to improve safety and mobility. Motorcycle advocates warn it could lead to more crashes. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin skates to the finals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Hockey. The Badgers women's team takes on Ohio State tomorrow at the Anderson Arena in the WCHA finals. Face off 2 p.m. Mark Johnson could become the first ever college hockey head coach with 700 career wins.
You know, and hockey, you know, maybe unlike other sports, is unique because if I have a goaltender that is really good on a particular day, I might have a chance. It's become very much more competitive than it's ever been.
NFL former Packers president Bob Harlan has passed away. In 2020, I asked him for his reaction to the team drafting quarterback Jordan Love the night before. He remembered Favre and Rodgers.
And both decisions turned out to be two of the best decisions in the history of the organization. So what I think you should sit back and let time go by and see where it is. And what the future holds, you can't make a judgment on draft day.
Bob Harlan was 89. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a big system moving through today, and that could bring some strong to severe thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, even tornadoes will be possible, so stay weather aware today. We could also get a half inch to an inch or more of rain by the time this all winds down, but stay weather aware today and tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.